This is a Fox News alert. Results rolling in. I'm Lisa Lacera. Five states holding primary elections tonight, including in Pennsylvania, where polls just closed about an hour ago. And John Fetterman has won the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate in the Pennsylvania primary. Fetterman, the state's lieutenant governor, had a stroke last week and had a pacemaker put in today where he is recovering. Also on the Republican side, a high-profile Republican has gotten President Trump's endorsement.
Despite being the most well-known candidate on the ballot, celebrity physician and TV doctor Mehmet Oz banked his entire political campaign on being the so-called outsider ready to fight the establishment. Well, this morning, he cast his ballot in person, in fact, for the first time in his life in Pennsylvania. Oz said he's voted absentee in the past. Dr. Oz told us he's optimistic. Last night, Trump spoke at his rally. The Oz campaign got a shot in the arm when he was backed by former President Trump. Oz voters told us they support him because of his electability and Trump's endorsement.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Newtown, Pennsylvania. In Kentucky, Republican Senator Rand Paul has won his primary challenge. President Biden traveled to Buffalo, New York this morning to meet with families of the victims of Saturday's mass shooting, again pushing for a ban on assault weapons.
We can keep assault weapons off our streets. We've done it before. I did it when he passed the crime bill last time, and violence went down. Shootings went down.
The suspect, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, an admitted white supremacist, is accused of targeting the area because of its black population. Most of the 10 victims were black. The suspect in Sunday shooting at a California church has been charged with one count of capital murder and five counts of attempted murder. Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer also announced 68-year-old David Cho faces weapons charges. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The first publicly held congressional hearings into UFO encounters in 50 years took place today, with perhaps less than exciting revelations.
It's been five decades since Americans became enamored with reports of aliens and cover-ups involving Roswell, New Mexico. And in that time, military pilots have reported and recorded strange things in the sky, often taking a triangle shape. Intelligence experts tell a congressional panel today, likely it is drones.
These triangles correlate to unmanned aerial systems in the area. The triangular appearance is a result of light passing through the night vision goggles and then being recorded by an SLR camera.
Scott Bray is the deputy director of Navy Intelligence. He says aliens are unlikely, but the concern always is bad Earth actors developing tech superior to ours. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The White House says households can request an additional 8 free at-home COVID tests. President Biden committed to making 1 billion at-home tests available to the public for free. But the White House says just 350 million tests have been shipped to date. The latest round will bring to 16 the total number of free tests available to each household since the program was launched earlier this year. Chris Rock could make a return to the Oscars next year as host.
ABC's entertainment president told Deadline that despite the Will Smith Chris Rock slap, he thought the show was successful. He also said that he was open to the idea of Rock hosting the show. It was hosted by Wanda Sykes, Amy Schumer, and Regina Hall last year and was up from the previous year's lowest rated Oscars from 10 to 16 million viewers. The show, however, was overshadowed when Smith walked on stage and slapped Rock after he made a joke about his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith's bald head.
Fox's Michelle Polino. The Oscar is set for Sunday, March 12, 2023. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.